For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Last week, CJLO visited the student encampment on the McGill campus. I spoke with Daniel Schwartz, an assistant professor in McGill's Department of Languages, Literatures, and Cultures, about his support for the encampment.
Why did you decide to join the encampment?
I am here to support the encampment. I'm here to support the students within the encampment. Some of them are my students, and I also, like them, believe that the university needs to divest, needs to disclose all of its investments that make the student body and make professors as well complicit in the genocide that is happening in Gaza at this particular moment. Long story short, I don't want to be part of the genocide that's happening in Gaza, right? And insofar as I am a member of this institution, I am part of that. Insofar as I pay taxes in Canada, I am a part of that. My money goes to fund that in some sort of way. And so I want boycotts, investments, and sanctions.
And did you experience any backlash from the university? Did they threaten your position or employment?
No, the university pretty much maintains radio silence on these kinds of matters. I am up for tenure this year, but everything looks good on my tenure file. So I am not particularly worried about retaliation, because if they did retaliate against me, this would be a clear violation of my free speech rights, right, and my academic freedom. It would be a retaliation of free speech and academic freedom in any case, right? But I can't imagine that many profs that are not tenured, whose positions are precarious, are worried about speaking out. That's something I've experienced. That's something that I've witnessed, right? But over the course of the year, at some point, my head has said, like, this is the moment that this is happening, and it's the moment that, like, I speak out now, or I never forgive myself for not speaking out.
And did you see a significant number of prof alongside you, or did you find yourself number of profs is very...
No, there's very many profs that are participating in this. You know, I can't give an accurate number, but at least in the chats, I think are close to 100 or so people that are, like, going back and forth between all of the different sorts of chats. The email list has probably over 100 people. So a lot of professors are definitely interested and doing what they can. Some aren't here, right? So they're doing that from a abroad or away, they're doing their research somewhere else, right? But I think there is a lot of professor activity around this at this particular moment.
Thank you very much.
There have been a number of counter protests around the encampment, but encampment organizers have reiterated not to engage and maintain the peaceful nature of the protest. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify. Thank you.
Hello, Montreal. This is Jared Mansouri, and this is the new show, Ear to Ear. I'm joined today by my guest, Giordano. Giordano, would you like to say hi?
Hey.
Anything else? No?
No.
No, just that. That's good? That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to be playing, on this show, we're going to be playing a bunch of, like, hyper-pop, electronic, indie, somewhere in there, some stuff within that cloud of music. Yeah, and then Giordano is going to hit us with a few of his picks for the week at different points. So it's going to be a little bit up and down. We're going to have some hyper-pop, some really crazy, random, electronic.
Covering all the grounds.
Yeah, and then we're going to have some other little sprinkles of whatever Giordano decides he wants to bring today.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be a good show. I think personally, Giordano, are you excited? First show?
So excited. Yeah.
Yes. Pissing. Affirmative.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just listened to The Points That Matter from great movie, The Challengers soundtrack. Loved it in theaters. Giordano, you didn't see it yet, did you?
No.
You,
I will watch it
will you?
One day.
Okay, I hope you do, because it was really good. Soundtrack is incredible. Not necessarily like hyper pop, but definitely got that like electro sound. Yeah, really liked it. Really drove the plot, if you will, you know. The movie buff is coming out a little bit right now. Anyways, we're going to continue with some more music. We got a great lineup for today. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Ear to Ear.
Don't you ever in your life call me Doja Cat. I don't sign titties on my coffee dates. I emptied out your motherfucking coffee, mate. I can show you crazy if you call me Craig. Ate a pussy for you, don't you call me gay. You out here acting like you sniffing on some Cardi Ray. Cardi A on you, but you barking like you Cardi Bay. You ain't stupid, but you probably ain't as smart as me. I told the concierge to change the lock for the apartment key. The chef made breakfast, check the center island. DHL package came, I don't have to sign it. The toilet seats popping open when I walk by them. Put it to bed, close the blackouts. You wouldn't treat your mama like that in a black house. Hats off to that, I can't cap now. Admit you hate seeing me with all them plaques now. Security around the clock, you gotta back down. And put the bag down, turn your ass round. Now that you got it front and center, face the facts now. This what you get for leaving bitches in the background. Quote, bitches. End quote.
That was Acknowledge Me by the one and only Doja Cat from her re-release of her album, Scarlet 2, Claude. Claude? I don't know. I never heard her actually say it. Is it Claude?
Depends. Hmm. Who you ask?
Well, this is Montreal, so, you know, let's say Claude.
Claude.
Before that, we listened to Cool DMB song by 8485 off of the album Personal Protocol. But yeah, so what were we talking about just before? We were talking about the Met Gala, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, Doja, I didn't even watch it. I just saw pictures online.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm such a fashion buff that, well, self-proclaimed.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like watching these things, and something that caught my eye was her look. And
Hold on. Huh. Which look?
Her look.
The towel or the t-shirt?
The second one. Well, I mean, both are iconic.
I love the towel, personally. I think that could have been the whole look.
No one does it like that, you know?
No one does it like Doja Cat.
No one. Anyway, so her main look was a oversized, basically, cotton shirt.
Right.
And wet.
Was it actually wet, or was it, like, designed to look wet? What was the...
Well, she said in an interview on the carpet that... It was hair gel, a mixture of hair gel and water. Yeah. So it wasn't like, so it would stay wet longer and not dry.
Love the physics of that.
Right. And then people were like, oh, it doesn't fit the theme. By the way, the theme was, Garden of Time and Sleeping Beauties. And people were like, oh, it doesn't fit the theme. It's just a cotton shirt. But in actuality, she explained that the idea behind it was, The cotton flower is the most used flower in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to talk about that how that is, like, one of the most timeless. And also, white cotton shirt, timeless thing. Everyone wears it.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
And people also were, like, quick to criticize, say, like, oh, but that's so basic. But she's always out of the box herself, so, you know.
Just like us, I feel like. Look at us.
I would say I like staying in the box.
Do you? We're in the box right now, the recording studio.
Whoa.
Well, anyways, we're probably going to talk about the Met Gala more later, because honestly, we have a few other songs coming up that, you know, we might be able to segue back into that. For now, we are going to switch to a little bit of an ad break. Gotta do that. And then we'll be back with some more songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
CJLO, 1690 AM.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
You suck.
You suck more.
SMSOU. Set my sight on you. Set my sight on you. Push me in, push me out. Now we're back, all about kissing me, kissing you. Let me love all on you. Don't make sense what you do, what you tell me to do. I'm loving you. Then cut me off like I'm a set my sight on you.
Just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop every time my track drops. You're jealous. I'm just living that life. While you're sitting in your dad's basement, bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globe trot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my constant revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just to look at my pics, my tight dress and red lips. I know you want it, I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose, bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, 'cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. On and on, 'cause I'm just living without you. Just wanna scream my name. On and on, 'cause I'm just living that life.
All these girls are like,
can I get a picture?
And then they go online like,
just kidding, I hate you.
You just listened to the Von Dutch remix with Addison Rae, by Charlie XCX, of course, featuring Addison Rae, also remixed. I don't know how involved he was, but A.G. Cook was involved in it. I mean, it's Charlie XCX. He's somehow always involved. But before that, we listened to SMSOU by Eliminate, featuring the Frost Children. Love the Frost Children. They're such an interesting duo. Oh, my God.
They're cold. They're chilly.
They're pretty cool, if you ask me. But yeah, I didn't really go over exactly like the format of the show. I mean, this is the first episode, so for those who are tuning in now, for those who plan to tune in the future, this is going to be kind of like I said earlier, majority hyperpop influence, indie electronic, maybe a little bit pop, a little rock, somewhere mixed in there. But we're going to have a guest every week, a different guest, a friend of mine.
Hopefully,
if I can find someone every week. Well, I don't have that many friends.
Wow.
I'll just go and find someone whenever.
Just invite me back.
You could definitely come back if you want.
I have good music taste.
If you don't mess it up today. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Continue.
You're doing actually pretty great. You're doing better than me personally.
Thank you.
But we're going to have a friend of mine every week play a few of their picks. Not necessarily hyperpop, probably not, but just to kind of vary the music we have on the show, get a kind of taste for what different people, college age people, are listening to in Montreal right now.
University.
Sorry, I'm American. Leave me alone. We call it college. Okay. University, excuse me. But yeah, we're going to have that kind of thing going on every week. A little bit of a different vibe from the guests, different dynamic between me and each guest, hopefully. And that's the idea, like ear to ear, that's the name. It's going to be something like, you know, I listen to what you listen to and you listen to what I listen to. And then we both have smiles from ear to ear. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Right?
Rainbows.
So we got some more songs coming up. Next one is a pick by Giordano. It's Sempre Jamais by Mahmoud featuring Angèle.
Angèle.
Angèle. What an angel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's from Europe.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, import.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to be playing that. We're going to have some more songs up after that, but for now, here is Sempre Jamais.
Enjoy.
Sempre regarder ailleurs pour que j'oublie jamais. Riabbracciarti sarà come bere miele. Volerei fino in Qatar sfiorando il mare per trovare te. Stavo sognando di stare altrove, nella mia mantella di ricoveri, stringendomi a te. Mi piaceva quando avevo sulla tua collana, stare con te sul jet ski era meglio del nirvana. Tu ci pensi mai, senza me come stai? Se muori di sete fai di me la tua fontana. Se vuoi andare con me,
perfect existence. I'm not crazy.
Sorry for that transition. That was not my best work. We're back.
Little teaser, though.
Little teaser.
Ooh.
Get excited. Get pumped.
Name that song. Call in. Just kidding.
Don't call in, please. I'm not prepped for that. I actually have to mention another mistake. I missed one of the songs we played earlier. For Her by, I think this is pronounced Danny Danger. We've got an one where an I might be and a three where an E might be.
I think that's how you say it.
I think so, right?
I mean, otherwise, what are you going to say? Dan 1?
Dan 1, Dang 3R.
Right.
That also sounds kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. That's from the album. Well, it's just a single, For Her. But it's from a music collective, I think, called Audio Bambino.
Well,
couldn't find them on Spotify. Could not find them on Apple Music. Only on Bandcamp. So, you know, if anybody wants to do the research, I love that song. It was really good, I think. It was like a little instrumental electro. But anyway, I digress. After that, we listened to Sempre Jamais. That was the song that Giordano chose.
Yes, I did. Always never.
And what is that? What does that mean again? You were saying?
Always.
I mean, Jamais is, I know Jamais is never in
always
French.
Never.
Sempre is always in Italian, yeah, right?
Basically.
Wow.
I wouldn't know. That's why I'm majoring in Italian in the fall.
Oh my god, welcome. Oh, and I'm majoring in French.
It.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Whoa.
Oh my god.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
But yeah, that was Sempre Jamais featuring Angèle, love a little Belgian queen.
Yeah.
After that, we listened to Z's by Meat Computer. Very, kind of a 180.
Brain. Also known as Brain.
Oh, yeah. Meat Computer. Also known as
Brain.
Brain. Not like, not the artist, but just like the term Meat Computer.
Some may say Brian.
Yeah, Brain. Human Brain. Yeah. Love. Literally obsessed with that name for an artist. I wish I chose that. But unfortunately, I didn't. After this, we're going to be listening to what we teased before. See if you got it right. Cool by Gwen Stefani. Another choice by Giordano.
Throwback.
A little bit of a throwback. Was just going to say that.
My childhood right there.
Yeah? Your childhood is Gwen Stefani?
Yeah. This album came out when I was born.
Oh my god. It's your birth album.
Right. I was like, what? 6 months?
I was gonna say, like, was it playing when you were born? That'd be really cool. Like, you came out to Cool by Gwen Stefani.
Deep.
Wow. Yeah. Set the tone for sure.
For sure.
We're gonna be listening to that, some more random hyper pop songs. You are listening to the show Ear to Ear on CJLO 1690 AM.
It's automatic, baby. That shit you swear about comes so mechanically from me. Swag enigmatic, organic, dynamic. One way to win me round is down, begging on your knee. I feel like Rocco, can I have a picture? My city is real nice to meet ya. I'm just in here trying to dance, drinking my glass, so give me a chance. Hey, not trying to fuck ya, just wanna say your love is my drug, yeah. She like your mind, I said, mad, baby. That crazy shit, the things you do, do, do to me. It's automatic. Gravity can't pull you down, cause you hooked on me. Drive my truck, magic. When I try my luck, I hustle automatic. Clean my swag so systematic. And my fashion, bet you wanna know my passion. Keep it hanging low, so flossy, enigmatic. These girls, they gotta have it. I'm daylight, Rocco, I feel your face drum. But do you think I'm a pretty little problem? I'm just in the back of the club. You're mixing up, we'll see when we come here. Okay, I'll turn it up, yeah. I'm trouble with a little bit of dubstep. She's spinning my way, yeah. That's automatic.
You just listened to Automatic by Baby Morocco. Before that, we listened to Giordano's pick Cool by Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
That was what you're saying about, like, it was like your favorite album as a kid or something.
Yeah, it came out like the same year I was born. Obviously, I wasn't, you know, old enough to like understand it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But then I recently started getting into it. Recently. Still in high school. Mm-hmm. Got back into it. But I remember as a child, I used to cherish those two albums. Love Angel Music Baby and The Sweet Escape.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the iconic glasses and her bob haircut.
I vaguely remember her, like, did she perform The Sweet Escape at the Kids' Choice Awards or something at some point?
Oh, you know what? Maybe.
I feel like I remember being like on a little family vacation and hearing that, and it was like just stuck in my head the whole family vacation.
It's very, very much ear like
yeah,
candy and addictive.
Yeah.
Ew. That's such a weird... Anyways.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a weird
thing. Where were you going with that? You can continue if you
want. I don't know.
No? Okay.
But basically, when I was younger, I would like, obviously... As a child, you would play with things like toys. So I didn't know what a CD was, and I would throw the CD across the room, and it would shatter. I'm sorry, Mom. Okay, didn't mean to. But
good timing for Mother's Day.
Absolutely,
your little apology. It's this Sunday, I think.
That's crazy.
I think my mom might be listening to this. Mom, if you're listening, this is This is my very planned out, very intentional Mother's Day gift to you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday.
No. Oh.
Happy New Year's.
Better. Oh. Yeah, but happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, anyone who has a mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Celebrate. Spend some time. Call your mom. Everybody, call your mom.
Call her.
Something I need to do. Mom, if you're listening, I'll talk to you later. Have you called your mom recently, Giordano?
I live with her.
Oh, that's never mind. You don't have to really do that.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to continue. Next up is another pick by Giordano.
No. No way.
And teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a shit position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and this shit is sitting. Just a high heels, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these bitches I'm with. In the back of the taxi, sniffing cocaine. Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Symptoms, doctor, I don't wanna feel. Tug this joint, how I'm blowing this steam. Back to my ways like 2019. 24 hours since my ex did this. I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the part of two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a dick, not me, so you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken bitch, high heels, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these bitches I'm with. In the back of the taxi, sniffing cocaine. Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night.
Yeah, peace with the things you can't change.
Last night.
I was naked when I leave, and I was naked when I came.
Batteries, had a test, tuned up, I don't feel no way. So it's dead, so it's dead. Street small, but it come both ways. So, you're one bitch, you never escape. Sunset in the waves.
Yeah. like what the wrong. I don't know where the fuck I am. Who's driving the fucking car? Speeding down the highway, sipping, mixing pills with the liquor car. Fuck these feelings. I left everyone I love on red. Spilling secrets to a stranger in my bed. I remember nothing, so there's nothing to regret. Other than this 4/4 kick drum pound.
Revenge presents a fabulous Mother's Day celebration. Sunday, May 12th. Treat mom, the wife, grandma, any and all ladies to an evening of the best in Calypso and comedy at the Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve Boulevard West, featuring a legendary TNT Soca Monarch and Road March King, Super Blue. Dougie's and Skippy, New York's only singing MC, MC Watsy, and DJs Tech Vibes from New York and DJ 610. Sunday, May 12th. Sunday, May 12th. A Mother's Day celebration you don't want to miss at the Caribbean Food Factory. Admission $60 advance includes cocktail sip with wings from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Special prize for the best dressed mom. Complimentary roses for all moms as available. For info, call 438-874-1784. An evening of the best in Calypso and comedy. Sunday, May 12th at the Caribbean Food Factory.
Make sure your mommy.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune in to Past Tense, 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs at luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC.ca.
CJLO. You're listening to CJLO.
Sorry about the very, very slow Mother's Day ad.
I thought it was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I thought that was just what it was supposed to be. I was like, oh, okay, funny voice Mother's Day ad.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I felt it was a vibe.
I like, I'm whatever, you know.
I think we should keep them like that all the time.
Slow, chalky.
Or like the fast-paced ones.
Oh, yeah, like...
Hyper-pop. It fits your show.
It does, you're so right. Next time, maybe we'll have a sped-up ad, I don't know. Maybe not. Tune in and find out next week.
We should speed up our voices. Chipmunk.
I'm not gonna try that.
Oh.
I basically already talk like that, so...
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're covered on that end.
All right.
Before the ads, we listened to... What was the song? Oh,
Escapism.
My God.
Escapism.
Escapism by Ray.
And 070.
070 Shake. Isn't it 070 Shake?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know. I've heard before. Right. Oh, side note. This is like... I am very much playing like my interpretation. My very new to the scene interpretation of like... hyperpop music. I have a very, like, some people have an encyclopedic knowledge of music. I have, like, whatever the opposite of that is.
So, like, the shallow end. The tip of the iceberg.
Basically, yeah.
Right. Freudian, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we want to bring him up anymore. I feel like that's kind of, like, old news. Anyways, we got a couple more songs coming up for you before we end the show. Up next, we have one of my picks. Then we have a couple more of Jordana's picks as well. We'll see what we can fit in the next few minutes. Yippee. You're listening to Ear to Ear on CJLO, 1690 AM.
Elliot, we're leaving in like 5 minutes. Are you ready?
What?
It's not funny, Elliot. Oh, I'm sorry.
What the fuck? Should...
The theme of the day for me and Jordano has been I am very bad with time management.
Yeah.
We almost missed the bus. Mm-hmm. I got ready. It took way too long to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now I had to cut out like multiple songs, half of the last song.
Poor Hatsune Miku, she's crying.
Yeah. We got like a minute left. But, you know, this has been Ear to Ear. We played some hyperpop, current. Some from a couple of years ago, some local Canadian artists. Jordano had a few of his favorite picks.
Yeah.
It's been a great, great show. Thank you so much for coming on, Jordano.
I enjoyed my time here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I enjoyed having you. It's been a great show. You know, next week we're going to have a different guest come on and share their music with us.
And stories.
And stories. Jordana had some great stories. Thank you for sharing about the Met Gala. That was a lot of good information because personally, I did not watch, so I really didn't know. I'm not on Twitter. I basically live under a rock. So thank you, Jordana, for, you know, moving that rock.
Of course.
Turning it over a little bit for me.
Yeah, letting some light in.
We're going to have to go now because the news is about to come on. But yeah, thank you for joining us on Ear to Ear. My name's Jared.
My name's Jordano.
Tune in next week at Wednesday at 4 p.m.